What up, fans, and welcome to the show Mixed Movement. This is DJ Ashe, the DJ percussionist. Let's keep the vibes high because it's time to fly. Let's get the mix pumping and get the vibes jumping. Let's go. Let's go. DJ Ashe on deck.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done. It's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Thank you.
Oh, Ashe.
Welcome to the Show Mix Movement. I hope everybody enjoyed the mix, and I want to thank you all for tuning in. Now we're going to get into today's topic, which will be entitled Shackled But Not Silent. And in this topic, I'm going to be using a biblical reference coming from the book of Acts 16:16 through 40, where it speaks about Paul and Silas being wrongfully thrown in prison. These gentlemen back in the day were ministers. They were going around saving people, praying for them, singing hymns, and they were definitely doing their ministry work. Until one night, they were wrongfully thrown in prison. And even though they were literally put in shackles, they did not stay silent about their work. They did not stay silent about their future. They did not stay silent about their grind, their passion. My question to you is, what is your hustle, your grind, your passion, your gift? With the world shut down during the pandemic, how is it affecting you? Due to this pandemic, having us stuck at home with little or nothing to do on the outside because everything is closed, it does give people a sense of being shackled because we're basically locked up in our own homes until something essential comes up. Essential shopping, essential working, and that's about it. Now, even though some things are definitely beyond our reach, that does not mean we are to stay silent about our dreams, our goals. They may be delayed, yes, but we can still hustle and grind even inside the walls of our own homes. A wise man once told me, the best investment you can ever make is an investment in yourself. Whether it be your hustle, your gift, your well-being, your health, your relationships, whatever it is that revolves around you. For those of you that know me, know that currently I'm a sailor in the Navy. And I've seen a lot of sea time in my life. And while I'm out there, it does give a sense of being shackled. Because you're basically in the middle of nowhere. There is no Walmart, no Target, no mall, no bowling alley, and no Wi-Fi either, believe it or not. And even though we do have internet, many sailors out there will agree with me when I say it's as slow as a tortoise. And we work with Radio Shack dinosaurs. But even while I'm out there working on my 12-hour shifts, during my off time, I'm hustling my music. Whether I'm drumming, DJing, producing beats, whatever it may be. You are no different when it comes to being shackled that's labeled pandemic, quarantine, COVID-19. My other questions are, what other shackles are you wearing that is slowing you down or holding you back from working on your dreams, from you getting to your own personal success? Is it fear? Self-doubt? Haters? I give you a tip about your haters. Not one of them are doing better than you. Not one. I remember when this pandemic first got started. I was in the middle of a deployment. And we ended up getting infected with the virus. Now we're in the middle of nowhere. And the virus is spreading like the plague. And it got so bad to the point where we had to pull into port and quarantine wave after wave after wave. That means wave after wave after wave, we had to go to a hotel and be in solitary for weeks. While some did not like the idea because they just can't be by themselves, I, on the other hand, saw a great opportunity about that. And I ain't gonna lie, I was very ecstatic about that as well. Because wise man once said, better it is to be prepared for an opportunity and to not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. When I got to my hotel, I was told, hey, you're going to be here for at least 2 weeks. Do not walk out this door for anything. Don't go nowhere. So I gave him the thumbs up, gave him the okay. And I set up shop. What am I talking about? I had my DJ decks, I had my laptop, and I had my beat machine with me too. And every day, I was able to download fresh new records because the Wi-Fi was strong. It was fast. It was quick. Not only that, I was still working on mixes, still able to engage with Instagram and other social media platforms. And even still able to work on my own music from scratch. And I was able to put something in day after day after day. Even though I was shackled in the shackles that I would label Operation Isolation Staycation, because that's exactly what it was to me, I was still not silent about it. I remember recently, I was talking to a drum buddy of mine who does a lot of performances. And drumming is all he does, whether it be stage time or giving lessons, more so stage time. But now that the pandemic is in effect, it has affected him greatly. And the best advice I could give him was to stay ready, stay sharp, keep practicing. Because these shackles that are labeled quarantine, COVID-19, stay home, shut down, lockdown, eventually they will break. Eventually they will break. Because just like Paul and Silas, their shackles broke and all the cells inside the prison were wide open. Even though these men were in shackles, eventually those shackles broke. And because of that, the jailer himself was about to commit suicide. But luckily Paul stopped him. And because of that, Paul and Silas were able to minister not only to the jailer, but also to his family. And then later on, they got their freedom. These shackles that we are all currently wearing, they're going to break eventually. I don't know when. But whenever they do, if you stay ready now, you won't have to get ready later. And next thing you know is business can be booming for you. I don't know who I'm talking to exactly. Maybe what you do is bake. Maybe you yourself play an instrument. Maybe you work on cars. Maybe you're a sketch artist, a digital designer, a martial artist, whatever it is. I definitely want to encourage you to stay ready and to keep going, to keep building. I remember I once knew a lady before who used to be in the Navy, but then she got out and picked up a job at Dunkin' Donuts. But even though she was working there, she was going to school for cosmetics. And this was going on for 10 months, at least when I got the word of it. This was 10 months in the works. And I'm thinking, okay, this is great. She's holding down a 9-to-5 and going to school, building her own empire. While there was another lady working at that same Dunkin' Donuts who had been there for 10 years and was doing absolutely nothing else with her life. They were both shackled to one that was labeled J-O-B. But one was silent and the other was not. A wise man once told me there's nothing wrong with holding down a day job while you work on your dreams. Don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking down a 9-to-5 job, a day job, part-time job, even a full-time job. If you're holding that down and working on your dreams, that's great. Keep it up. There's nothing wrong with having stability. Stay prepared and keep going. And see, depending on what that day job is, that 9-to-5, okay, if that's all you have, yeah, that's gonna pay the bills. And depending on what that day job is, you might need 1, 2, or 3 of them. But the way I see it, 1, 2, 3 day jobs are for 1, 2, 3 people. So I definitely want to encourage you to continue to not stay silent, to continue working on your dreams. And even though we are shackled, that does not mean we have to stay silent. The biblical reference I've brought to you is from the book of Acts 16:16-40. That's the whole story about Paul and Silas when it comes to their shackles. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I'm not going to leave you empty handed. We're going to close out with this mix right here. Thank you for tuning in today on the show Mixed Movement, entitled Shackled But Not Silent. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Street Beats with a Z and a low underscore. Y'all have a good one.
kid I never knew. I'd have to hustle just to make it through. So I found myself skipping school, 'cause the girls don't think I'm cool. And because of that I didn't care whether or not I went to jail. I just wanna be treated fair, 'cause that's all I ever knew. Telling me I need to slow down, 'cause everybody in the whole town, 'cause they know how I get down, far enough from another town. Can you believe we still around after so many in the crowd? And we ain't gonna stop now until we get that
freedom.
Oh,
freedom.
Oh,
freedom.
Oh, freedom. Everything I have, everything I own, all my mistakes, man, you already know. I wanna be
free.
I wanna be free. Won't stop till I find my misery. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you wanna be free with plenty money, put your hands up, put your hands up. If you wanna be free, just praise G-O-D. Put your hands up, put your hands up.
DJ Ashay.